Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. 731 cases of threats, insults, and attacks against gay men, transsexual persons, and lesbian women were registered by the Anti-Violence Project and Victim Counseling Center, MENEO, in Berlin last year. They also announced on Monday that most of the reported cases were about threats and coercion, assaults, and insults. According to the data reported by RBB, a large number of cases were directed toward gay or bisexual men, and most incidents were reported from Schöneberg, followed by Kreuzberg, Neukölln, and Tiergarten. The organization assumes, however, that most of the acts will never become known in the first place. In their estimation, the unreported crime rate is 80 to 90%. And in addition, MENEO wasn't able to record and evaluate as many cases and tips as in previous years, because for the first time in 2021, the center had not received anonymized key data from the police. The Data Protection Commissioner of the Attorney General's Office had cited legal concerns as the reason, explaining that by comparing the data with records stored at the aid associations, the data was not anonymized, but personalized. So because of the lack of police data, over 400 leads lacked more detailed info about the time of the crime, crime scenes, and events. Previously, such tips had been matched with reports received by the police. Therefore, the 2021 figures could not be clearly classified as an increase or a decrease. The head of MENEO, Bastian Finke, stressed at a hearing in the Interior Committee in the House of Representatives on Monday that the long-standing exchange with the police has three reasons: to avoid double counting, to provide info about criteria and crime trends, and to exchange information about prevention. Currently, their partnership with the police is being threatened, along with willingness of victims to report crimes, which had improved over the years. Berlin Interior Senator Iris Spranger assured that such an exchange is needed and that it will be discussed. According to her, the police have had full-time contact persons for gay and lesbian victims of crime in Berlin for 30 years, and added that Berlin is a leader in dealing with the issue of homophobic violence and a model for other states. The police contact person, Anna von Knoblauch, also regretted the lack of data exchange, and members of the coalition faction said they want to change that. MENEO traditionally publishes the annual figures shortly before May 17th, the International Day Against Homophobia. Some Berlin parents and teachers' representatives and several initiatives from the education sector are calling on Red, Green, Red to reverse planned cuts in education in the course of the budget negotiations. In addition to an open letter, there will be a 24-hour vigil on Thursday, during which the signatories plan to spend the night in front of the House of Representatives. In detail, it's about almost 16 million euros annually for the acquisition and training of new teachers, more money for educational staff such as teaching aides and school assistants, as well as 136 million euros for school construction, which no longer appear in the Senate draft for the double budget 2022-2023. The letter from the initiatives made available to the Tagesspiegel states, quote, "We are very concerned that you are not living up to your responsibility in terms of education and schools," unquote. It also says that in recent years it has often been emphasized that education must be given high priority, especially now, and that the consequences of the corona pandemic are still clearly felt in schools, and the school system is additionally challenged by the admission of refugee students from Ukraine. Berlin Briefing will keep you informed about this and other state budget information as details come to light. This past Friday, over 50 illegally parked electric e-scooter rentals were removed by the district of Mitte in a major action. The scooters are reported to have been, quote, "in a large mass on Rachel Hirschstraße and Hugo Preussbrücke, blocking a bus stop and a pedestrian area." Because a simple shifting of the rentals had not been possible, the district had them removed with a truck, with all attached costs of the move to be paid by the rental companies. City Councilor Almut Neumann remarked, quote, "Recklessly parked e-scooters on sidewalks endanger the safety of pedestrians," unquote. According to Neumann, Mitte will expand its range of parking spaces, which would require all sidewalks to be turned into a no-parking zone for e-scooters. This spring, tree pollen allergy sufferers, including yours truly, are being particularly plagued by runny noses, sneezing, and watery eyes. According to Matthias Verhan of the German Pollen Information Service Foundation, the reasons for this are, on one hand, an unusually dry spring, as well as something called a mast year for some tree species. The pollen of the ash tree is particularly strong this year, and due to the lack of rain, the pollen is not being flushed out of the air. In addition, in 2022, ash trees are also experiencing what is called a mast year, which are years with an unusually high seed production, usually accompanied by a strong pollen count. Per Virchan, they occur irregularly every few years. And in addition to ash, it looks like 2022 will also be a mast year for oak, beech, and spruce. The good news is that for some, the end is nearly in sight. Verhan added that the majority of tree pollen allergy sufferers react to birch and ash, and they are by and large already through. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.